One of the most celebrated plays so far this year in New York City is called Frozen. It's been nominated for 4 Tony Awards, and one of its stars, Brian F. O'Byrne, has already won an Obie for his role. Despite the attention and acclaim, the play is still a tough sell on Broadway because of its subject. Frozen unflinchingly looks at a pedophile and serial killer. Jeff London has this report.
When playwright Bryony Lavery was doing research for Frozen, she watched a documentary on families of victims in the Moors murders, a famous serial killing case in England.
Some of those mothers and families are still waiting to find where their children were buried or lost, and they seem not to be able to move beyond that. And yet, you know, it's 30 or 40 years since it happened. So to carry that burden, it seems to me you need to lock your heart in ice.
Lavery's play explores the way people can be emotionally frozen by circumstance or by their own nature. She's created 3 characters who are composites of individuals she came across in her research. Ralph, a serial killer, Agnetha, a forensic psychiatrist who interviews Ralph, and Nancy, a mother whose daughter is one of Ralph's victims. For much of the play, Lavery has all 3 addressed the audience directly in monologue.
I felt that they had to be on their own with the audience. They were very isolated people, and they had to be somehow caught on their most unguarded moments when they're about to make a change in thought rather than a change in action.
Nancy is played by Tony-nominated actress Swoosie Kurtz.
My daughter, Rona, and I pick up her photograph, walked out of my house to go to her grandma's house. She never got there. She never came back. She was 10. She's been missing for 5 years. She will be 15 years old tonight. I know she's alive. I have faith. Every night I pray that whatever reason is stopping her coming home will be removed, and that she'll phone, all right, or just knock on the door and say, Mom, it's me.
Kurtz, who's known for her work in the plays of John Guare and Lanford Wilson, says this is one of the toughest things she's ever done.
I've never had a play or a role take me over the way this one has. I mean, I have really good technique, and I know how to, you know, curtain comes down and I say, great, where are we going to go to get a bite of dinner? You know, I've always been able to do that. I can't do that with this one. I really can't do it.
Actress Lila Robbins, who plays the psychiatrist, had a similar reaction. During rehearsals, director Doug Hughes had Robbins and all of the actors read The Murder of Childhood, about a British serial killer.
I think the subject matter and where it was taking me and the kind of research I had to do really upset me a lot.
Her character is working on a thesis titled Serial Killing, a Forgivable Act. She sees Ralph as a victim of brain damage and abuse, both physical and emotional. He's incapable of even understanding the concept of remorse. Playwright Bryony Lavery says in the scientific articles and books about serial killers she read, this was a recurring theme.
It seemed to me, you know, in my laywoman's terms, to be certainly worth raising the questions that it does in the play about if someone isn't responsible for their actions. How can you hold them responsible?
Actress Lila Robbins is well aware that she's giving voice to a controversial viewpoint.
I carry a very difficult message in the play, and sometimes it's hard to do that. The main thesis is the difference between a crime of evil and a crime of illness is the difference between a sin and a symptom.
The serial killer in Frozen is played by Brian F. O'Byrne. He says playwright Bryony Lavery also created his character in response to the stereotypical portrayals she was seeing in thrillers.
She wrote it at the time that movies like Hannibal Lecter was coming about, and she was kind of fed up watching these serial killers being portrayed as incredibly smart people. And through her work in prisons, she had discovered that a lot of people in jails are not the smartest people. And she decided to write a character that, you know, this guy is not a smart man.
O'Byrne says, in fact, the playwright's great achievement is to make the character as ordinary as possible.
Could be the type of person that would walk into an elevator with you. You share it. You don't know that this person has done anything different. All of a sudden, this guy becomes scary, and I think that's what audiences feel.
To keep audiences off balance, the characters all have moments of humor, even Ralph, the serial killer. In one of his first act monologues, he shows the audience his tattoos.
I designed that. That's an original. Angels fighting devils with leafy tree background.
It's only later that the audience learns he's gotten each tattoo after he's murdered a child. As the play progresses, Ralph remains unchanged. But Swoosie Kurtz says her character, the mother of one of his victims, slowly comes to the point of forgiving. Sort of.
A lot of people have said to me, it's the first time I've ever seen forgiveness used as a weapon.
That weapon comes in the play's climax, a meeting between Nancy and Ralph in prison.
My daughter, Ingrid, said, let it go, like a bird into the wind. She's spiritual.
How old is she?
33.
Oh.
I've brought some photographs. Would you like to see them?
Of her?
Rona.
Playwright Bryony Lavery says, as strange as it seems, all three characters, the murderer, the mother, and the psychiatrist, share a common thread.
They all have in some way committed a wrongdoing, and it's how we as human beings, we live in that world where none of us are perfect, and how do we make a society work if we're like that? And it seems to me we have to have a large dollop of forgiveness in us.
And, she says, she hopes Frozen, in some small way, will help audiences understand that. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.